With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks. Buckle up because today we're diving headfirst into something crucial. Something that's not just trendy but essential for navigating this crazy thing called life. Self-care and self-love. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly giving out, giving out, giving out, but rarely taking time to refill your own tank? Yeah, me too. We live in a world that glorifies busyness, productivity, and pushing ourselves to the limit. But here's the thing. If we don't prioritize ourselves, we can't truly show up for others, or even for our own dreams. So, let's unpack this. Why is self-care so important? Well, imagine your mind and body as a high-performance car. You wouldn't expect it to run smoothly without regular maintenance, right? Self-care is like that oil change, that tune-up, that pit stop that keeps you running at peak performance. Here are 5 key takeaways, my friends, to help you get started on this journey of self-love and care. First off, define what self-care means to you. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. For some, it might be a long bubble bath with a good book. For others, it could be an intense workout session or simply taking a walk in nature. Listen to your inner voice. What truly nourishes your soul? Second, schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar and don't let anything else hijack those precious moments. You deserve it. Third, be present. When you're engaging in self-care activities, truly be present in the moment. Ditch the phone, silence the notifications, and just soak it all in. This helps you recharge and reconnect with yourself on a deeper level. Fourth, learn to say no. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own needs. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time. Saying no to unnecessary commitments frees up space for self-care and allows you to show up fully in the things that truly matter. Finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, self-love is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you stumble, days when you feel off track. That's perfectly normal. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Think about that last time you were really stressed out. What helped you unwind? Maybe it was a hot cup of tea, a good laugh with friends, or taking a long walk in nature. See, self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great too. It's about finding those little things that bring you joy, calm your mind, and nourish your soul. Now, here's a real-life example. Imagine you're juggling work deadlines, family obligations, and social commitments. You feel like you're constantly running on autopilot. You might be tempted to skip exercise, meals, or even sleep just to keep up with everything. But what if instead of pushing through, you took 30 minutes each day for a mindful walk? What if you carved out time for a hot bath and a good book before bed? Those small acts of self-care can make a world of difference in your energy levels, your mood, and your overall well-being. So, my friends, remember this. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to prioritize your own happiness and well-being. Start incorporating these simple yet powerful practices into your daily routine. Your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it. The key takeaways here are pretty clear. Define what self-care means for you. Schedule it in like any other important appointment. Be present during those moments of care. Learn to say no when needed, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Remember, this journey is about finding balance and joy, not perfection. Go out there and make self-love a priority, people. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going and inspire each other on this amazing journey of self-discovery. See you tomorrow for another dose of Daily Stoic Edge. Stay sharp, stay grounded, and always remember, you are capable of incredible things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.